long-term preservation of complex digital artifacts. The example of computer games, it's almost that long as the time scale we approach with our actions. My name is Andreas Lange. I'm the director of the Computer Game Museum here in Berlin, and also one of the founders of DGAR, which stands for Digital Game Archive. And this is a non-profit organization we founded 2 years ago only for the purpose of the long-term preservation of computer games. I'm very pleased to have the opportunity at this conference here to invite a very interesting mixture of international specialists from different areas of one part from the gaming community, and there are others which were from, yes, if you want to call it from the traditional archival sector. Allow me some very short introductory words. Here at this conference, we hear a lot about the free flow of information, and for sure this is a very, very important issue. What about if we raise the question if the information could free flow, can free flow, but flow away, flow by, and maybe it's gone? And this is what these two panels are about. I'm responsible for that. It's good to have a free flow of information, and we have a lot of sectors where this is achieved already, especially in the game sector. We can't complain about free flow of information. We have a lot. We have access of a lot of the old games, but we have other problems if we want to keep this information and if we want to preserve this information. The other thing this conference emphasis on is that it states that the time of utopism is over, and we have reached the time of practical solutions. And we will hear also a lot about that in the area of computer games. I welcome Henry Lowood on my right here. He's the creator of two special collections in Stanford libraries. The first one is the German collection, and the other one is the computer game collection. Stanford has a very huge computer game collection. And Henry will give us some glimpse of the cultural meaning of computer games. So why should we preserve computer games? What is the reason about that? Is it just a toy, or is it maybe a little bit more? Then I welcome very much Simon Carles, and he's from the Internet Archive, and he's responsible for a change of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which took place end of last year, and he will tell us more about this. It's very close related to computer games. And last but not least, I welcome Carsten Hood. He's a librarian here at the Humboldt University in Berlin, and he just finished one of the very, very few major works from out the librarian sector with the topic of preservation of complex digital artifacts. And this is maybe the last thought I want to give you on the way while the others will talk is, if we can preserve computer games, we can preserve everything digital. So somehow computer games, because they are real programs, that are they are not only digital texts or files, they are real programs and they need the whole environment which were they programmed original for. And so this is the most ambitious task in preserving digital artifacts. And so technically it doesn't matter if you care of preserving games or if you care of preserving digital art or digital texts or something like this. And so this is another reason why it's very meaningful to look how such complex digital artifacts like games are preserved right now. And yes, so please, Henry, start.